bed and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean, topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought, these shoes just don't suit me.
Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right.
That's right, you too.
Hey,
can have new shoes. You can have new shoes. You know, if you don't start off with a good foundation, it doesn't matter about the rest of the house, right?
That's right. That's
so,
right.
You can
get
have
some good
new
Christian
shoes.
Louboutins and you'll be all right.
Christian Louboutins. Or better yet, take your shoes off because you're standing on hallowed ground. All right. We've got to figure out our entire system over here. It's not working out for us. But
No, but that song made me smile. I love that song.
That's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it a great song, it's a good Christian song. It's a good Tuesday song because today is Tuesday. Yeah. And we are in Wisconsin. Oh, by the way, that was Paolo
Nuttini.
Nuttini. I like him because his first three letters of his last name are Nut.
He fits with us.
We've got the system worked out with Stavine, who is sending me, who is correlating all of the phone calls now.
Yay.
So that's all up and running and good. And we'll maybe hit a couple of those today. So we're good. We're good to go.
See, I'm a little concerned.
No,
hey.
No, we're good to go. Yeah. We're good to go.
Alrighty then. Go
what?
Then.
No, what?
No,
I stopped for you.
Nothing. Nothing
What's
didn't
up?
Matter. No. Quit messing. Ow. Stop touching buttons.
Now I got a rattle in my head. Hold
I
on.
Have a,
all right. We're having technical difficulties. I think we've got them worked out. We had to pause the show. We're irritating ourselves with our new headphone situation. I bought this really cool amplifier splitter thingy. And it separates our headphones
mm-hmm.
out, which I was very excited to get. And it works great for me.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But it's not working for Faith.
I don't like it at all.
She's not liking it at all.
Mm-mm.
So we may have to do something different.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. All right. So meanwhile, let's get the show started.
Oh, okay. I thought you already did.
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
Are we ready?
Uh-huh.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show, we're going to try again for self-worth. And take a couple of calls. Tune in for that.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. Now, the world tells us that we need help, that we need a lot of help. We need self-help. We need, there's all kinds of books out there, Christian books and secular books alike, all dumped in the same bin of telling you how to live.
Mm-hmm. How to.
How to books. And
how to
they
be
got,
happy, how to get married.
Yeah. How you
how
should
to get
do
divorced.
This and how you
how
should
to,
do that. And
how to lose weight.
How to be more self-confident. How to sell more. How to buy more. How to do everything.
How to have 7 habits of an effective person.
There you go. And the problem is that you've defined the incorrect problem. These are all solutions for the wrong problem.
Mm-hmm.
These are all solutions on how to improve your life. Now, if you're a Christian, you do need to read the Bible, and you do need to have a closer walk with Jesus and try to be more like him and all these kinds of things. And some of these books can help you point that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they're good for. They're signposts pointing you towards Jesus, if they're good at all.
Yes.
If they're not pointing you towards the Lord and helping you along that way, in other words, after you read them, if you don't pass them by and keep going, then they're not good at all.
No.
No matter how good. Even my favorite, which is the
Normal Christian
normal
Life.
Christian Life by Watchman Nee. I that's not my Bible.
Mm-mm.
Okay? If I'm reading that more than I am the Bible, then it's telling me no good at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is a Bible study. It walks through the Bible step by step, and it really sort of leads you into the Bible and into depth in the Bible, and that's what I like about it. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not a Watchman-ee-ision. I'm a Christian.
I don't really know what that was, but okay.
Watchman-ee is not my savior.
Right. He's just a guy who lived a long time ago.
Right. And as much as he points me towards the Lord, then that is how great he is.
Mm-hmm.
But in the sense that I follow him instead of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
it's no good at
That's
all.
That's the problem. People spend more time reading the books than they do the Bible. Where the answers are in the first place.
Just spending time with Christ. Yeah, I mean, reading the Bible. But
well, that's what I mean.
Even if you read the Bible to get answers, you're reading the Bible to spend time with the Lord. This is the Lord's love letter to you.
Well, that's the answers will come, right.
But, so.
But if you're having an issue and you need answers, go to the Lord.
Yes.
If he wants to provide them, he will.
In a secular world, you got all these books too. And Christians use the secular books too. Mm-hmm. Well, how to improve my finances. I need to go read this book.
Well,
about
it's
that.
Not a bad book.
Or they're not a bad book, but I'm just saying it's the wrong problem.
Right, right.
When I was a kid, I remember everybody talking about what you wanted to be when you grew up. And I knew that I couldn't say what I really wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I couldn't. I had to come up with fake answers, like architect or dairyman or teacher, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. I had to come up with these different answers because I couldn't say what I really wanted to be when I grew up.
Which was?
Happy. I didn't care what I did for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care how much I made. As long as I was happy. I knew even at a teenager that there were miserable, rich people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like, I don't want to be rich and miserable. I don't want to be poor and miserable. I don't want to be, you know, I knew being a dairy farmer was going to make me miserable, so I didn't want to do that. But at the same time, you know, I just wanted to be happy. And I didn't want to do anything that was going to make me miserable like dairying did. You know, I didn't want to do anything like that. You know, it didn't mm-hmm. matter how much money you made doing it. It didn't matter. My dad loved it and he enjoyed it. It didn't make him miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But he liked it because of the freedom and all that kind of stuff. Well, it didn't matter how free I was if what I was doing was miserable.
Right.
To me. So, there you go.
Did you actually answer about self-worth?
Well, that leads into a discussion about self-worth. It's
okay.
Like, because a lot of these books focus on your self-worth and what and how to improve your self-esteem and how to and what you should value your self-worth on. And, you know, it just, you know, it drives me crazy sometimes when people get down on themselves and think that they're worthless. You know what? I do it. It drives me crazy when I get down on myself, you know, and I mean, just recently, I was just down on myself. Can't do anything right. I'm not a very good person. You know, I'm not the father I wanted to be. I'm spending too much time doing other stuff. I'm not the husband I need to be. You know, blah, 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 blah. This, that, and the other, right? But the fact of the matter is that you should base your worth on how the Lord sees you, the God, the creator of the universe. How does he see you?
Mm-hmm.
That's your self-worth. That's your basis for worth. Your basis for worth is not yourself. You are worthless to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And in a really real sense. I mean, if you don't have the Lord, that's all you got.
Mm-hmm.
Is how much value you place on yourself. And in some cases, that's substituted by what value our loved ones place on
right.
us.
Right.
But that's a very, you know, hard way to live because your loved ones get self-involved. And if they're not following the Lord, you don't have a consistent basis there either. And what are they basing their self-worth mm-hmm. on? You know, so basing your worth on your loved ones, how they value you, is not a good idea. Basing your self-worth on what you think of yourself is not a very good idea. You gotta base your self-worth on something that's constant.
Mm-hmm.
And what is constant is the Lord's love for you, and the value that he has placed on you does not change, no matter how many mistakes you make.
Right.
And no matter what stage of your life you're in. You know, he sees you as valuable. And that's important. I think that's important for Christians and for non-Christians.
Very important.
You know, you're doing this Bible study called Captivating.
Mm-hmm.
And you were telling me about
it. It's not really a Bible study.
Is it not studying the Bible?
Not really.
Is it more like a self-help type of thing?
Yeah. It's not really hitting me where I'm at. But it's a good... I read the book a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the book. We were on vacation, and I think it's a good book. And it helped me gain perspective on some of my friends, because I don't really deal with a lot of the things the book deals with.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
I'm sorry. We had to pause the show because Helen came in with bedtime issues. So we were talking about Captivating, and we were talking about how when you were telling me about Captivating, it struck those notes with me about how, you know, a lot of it, some of it's about self-worth.
As women, how the issues that women deal with.
And they were talking about how the woman was the crowning achievement of God's creation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is a horrible place to start your value.
Mm-hmm.
Because then every time you make a mistake, you're going to think, well, I'm not as good as Eve, or I'm not as good as
he
created us to be.
Telling you the question. Question was, she made a statement that, you know, Eve is the crowning achievement of creation. Well, what do you think about that? Have you ever considered that before? And what do you think about that? And I thought, well, I don't agree. I don't think that's what God was saying. I think he was just saying she happens to be the last thing I've created.
Yeah.
It's not that she's the best that I've created. She's not the crowning achievement. She's just the finishing touch, you know?
Right.
She's not better, because it takes both Adam and Eve to make that, you know, that one.
Oneness, yeah, be complete.
To be complete. And they're both walking examples of God's, you know, the sides.
The image of God.
The image of God. Thank you. So
man was made in the image of God, and woman completes him. So therefore, you've got that from the Bible. But the point of that lesson was they were trying to tell you this is where you should get your worth from.
Right, that women.
And that's
that
a horrible
woman, and I
place.
Thought that's terrible.
Because every time you make a mistake, you're, well, I'm not as good as Eve.
Right.
You know, or, you know, Eve fell, you know. And
well, and then they go to that. That's the next thing, that Eve falls.
Right.
And that,
so
you know.
Your place for worth should
so
be
So then, yeah, I'm thinking,
Christ,
this is terrible.
The fact that God loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you. And that everybody has that worth. It's not just for women.
Right. And I understand what she was trying to do. I get she was trying to help women. But the book is not, I mean, the issues in the book are not things that I have issue with.
Yeah.
I didn't have a terrible childhood. I didn't have parents who were mean. I didn't have horrible things happen to me. So I don't understand a lot of it because I'm not coming from those places, but it's still good to, you know, whatever.
There you go.
So, have I beaten you on a Frito? What does that have anything to do with anything?
Nothing.
You just like to play that?
Yep.
Have I beaten you on a Frito?
Okay, so we got that out of the way. Let's play a couple of calls. Play a couple of calls. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 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 See what we got, y'all. Now, okay. Just gonna. Oh, and every time I import them, of course, they don't have the volume turned up.
Hey guys, it's Gracie.
Hey Gracie,
bet you missed me, right?
Yes,
we
have.
It's been a while since I've been there. You kind of need your fix, I'm sure. So I thought I'd call in. I'm calling because I wanted to comment on this eating while you're podcasting thing, and I 100% agree with Brad. I cannot stand listening to people chew or munch or swallow or crunch any of that stuff while I'm talking to them, while they're on the phone, while they're podcasting. I just can't stand it. It's like the most irritating thing in the world to me. So I just wanted to say that I completely agree with Brad, and I wanted to let you know that. And I hope you have a great day. Bye.
You know what I like best about Gracie?
Hmm.
When she agrees with me.
Yeah, which is not very often.
No, wait a minute.
That's not very often. Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. Okay. All right. Now, Steven tried to do a very good thing. Okay. He put the date and he put like the number of call on that date. But the problem is he got too many digits. And so then when it shrinks it, Gmail shrinks them, zips them up. And when they zip them up, they have to be like 8 characters. And so it gets. So I don't know which call is next. Even though he came up with a very good plan here. Just
To work out the kinks.
We have to work out, yeah, exactly. We have to work out the kinks. So I'm not sure if this is the right one.
Listen, if I couldn't eat while I talked to April on the phone.
Well, that's different.
I would never
April
eat.
April doesn't mind it. Well, that's true because you're always on. Yeah, I can see where that's a problem.
Oh, brother. If I couldn't iron while I was on the phone or clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Take out the trash.
No, but just on the podcast, we don't want to hear it.
I'm not going to eat on the podcast.
Okay, good.
Hey, Brad Bate, this is John Wilkerson. Got a couple comments. First, blood sucking goats. That is awesome.
Is that just what people are just going to call in and say,
yeah,
blood sucking goats?
Blood sucking goats is going to be their favorite thing now. Blood sucking goats.
Blood sucking goats.
Awesome. That is so freaking awesome. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Everywhere I go now, I'm thinking how I could bring blood sucking goats in this conversation.
And that is your goal.
Yep, I think everybody.
We've issued that challenge.
Yes.
You must work in blood-sucking goats. And you can just stump your toe and go, blood-sucking goats. I mean, you know, it works for a lot of different things. But yeah, it's
my just, show ideas are genius.
Yeah, they are genius. And if you haven't listened to the show, Blood-Sucking Goats, you should.
Second of all, when I think of the Dukes of Hazzard, I think of Georgia, not Alabama. Maybe you should go back and watch that show again with the General Lee and Bo and Luke there. Go get down there watching out for Cooter. Roscoe beat that train. Coo, 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 coo.
He really needs some help.
What is
That's what he always used to do, remember?
Anyway.
Did we say it was in Arkansas?
Arkansas? No, nobody said Arkansas. Alabama? We said Alabama.
Oh, I don't have any idea.
He said it was Georgia.
Okay, that sounds about right. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Podunkville, south in the south. That's all I know.
Don't know.
Hopefully by now, as of this date, as of this recording, your young intern there, Mr. Dan, the chipmunk, the peanut, the whatever he is, radar, teddy bear, whatever, has seen MASH by now and knows what you mean when you call him radar. He has not. By the time he's listened to this, I think I'll have to send him some links online where he can watch some free episodes of MASH online at his leisure.
Yeah, why that would be a good idea.
Why did I not?
Instead of an hour at a time sitting with his dad.
What? Why did I not have him watch MASH while he was sitting at my house for an entire week?
I don't, because you had him busy doing stuff all the time. He wasn't like Adam. He was actually doing stuff.
Well, they're a little bit different.
Yeah, they are a little bit
different. The two of them. Well, a little bit different.
Dan was a little more mature. He was older.
Oh, yes.
Well, it makes a lot of difference. Okay,
3 years makes a big difference.
And although I highly recommend that he spend time with his dad watching MASH, because then he'll get a little bit more insight into the comedy, because Dan may not be old enough to understand the comedy of MASH. And I'm rambling now, so it is time to hang up. Goodbye.
That was a little shocking.
Wow.
Yes. I hate to admit this, but I was wrong, and Jesus Geek was wrong.
How was he right?
What?
It is Georgia?
Yes. Hazzard County was never told where it was at, but it was in driving distance of Atlanta. And we also know that Daisy was said to have the best legs in all of Georgia.
Oh.
So there you go. That's how we knew it was in Georgia. Those are the two reasons we knew it was in Georgia. All right.
Interesting. So,
there's your Tuesday.
I think she still wears trivia. Daisy Dukes. How old is she now?
I don't know. What was her name?
I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea. You got the best legs in Texas, though.
Well, thank you.
There you go.
Galad. Oh, my Galad.
Oh, my Galad. Those are nice legs. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us on a Tuesday. We are actually not here. So you're hearing us, but we're not here. No, we're in Wisconsin.
I said that yesterday. I'm not here.
Not here. We're not here. So leave a message at the beep, and we'll... Oh, no, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's not it. No. Wrong machine.
What was I saying?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we're not here.
We're not here. So pray for us. Pray that we have a safe trip and that we come back safe and sound and we have a good time while we're there and Brad doesn't kill anybody or anything.
Why would you kill anybody?
You never know.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying I might trip over something, fall, land on your dad's toenails, and die.
Well, that could happen.
Severe lacerations.
That could happen. But I clipped them last time I was there.
You're going to have to clip them again.
I am.
This time, do it on the first day.
I am a dedicated daughter.
It's pretty dedicated and disturbing, too.
Well, do I want my husband to die?
No.
Okay, then. He has clean feet. They're very clean.
They're very clean. They're
too just, long, but they're clean.
They're just
he looks like a vulture.
Bram Stoker's toenail. That's all.
Oh, never mind.
She got a chuckle out of that.
No.
You didn't?
No, I'm not. I'm not going there.
Okay.
Bios con Dios.
Bios con Dios. Blood ducking goats.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.